You are going to listen to an interview about buying presents for people at work. For questions 1 to 4, listen and complete the gaps.
So, Belinda, thank you for coming on today's show to talk to us about the thorny issue of buying gifts for people that we work with here in the USA.
Thank you. Well, let's go through some of the issues and possible solutions. Firstly, it's vital not to spend too much. Workplaces are often hierarchical. In other words, there are managers and subordinates. Purchasing high-value gifts may sound like a good idea to impress someone, and this may happen. On the other hand, it can also disturb the power balance in a work situation. Since you don't want to cause offense, it's worth thinking about the price of the gift. This means it's better to think about a more modest gift, which reflects the relationship between you and the receiver. There's nothing wrong with paying a reasonable amount of money, since this demonstrates that you've put some thought into the gift. Another thing to focus on is the style of gift. Instead of focusing on what you think the tastes of the person might be, opt for something which is classic. Although there is a common belief that personalization is better, this is often untrue. A classic gift avoids any offense, whereas something out of the ordinary can be considered inappropriate. Remember, though, it's important not to go too far the other way. A gift that is too traditional may be interpreted as if the buyer was just going through the motions, as well as being thought of as unoriginal.
Now read questions 5 to 10.
Another point that I'd like to talk about is the gifts that mark the stages of employment and what usually happens in a typical workplace here in the USA. Now, in some cultures, new employees are given a gift when they join a company. This is not true for everywhere, and usually it is more of a token of acceptance than a meaningful gift. However, it does have some symbolic value rather than monetary value. More common, though, are gifts which function as a way of marking out periods of time, so people may receive something after 10 or 20 years' service. A longer time period is usually reflected by a higher value gift, so it's important to bear that in mind if you have to source such a gift. These gifts are designed essentially to reward employees for their loyalty and hard work over long periods of time and show how much the company thinks highly of them. They also have an additional role in terms of motivating other staff members by acting as an incentive to remain working in the organization for longer. Lastly, I want to mention those gifts that we give people who are leaving a company. This can either happen when someone changes job voluntarily or when they retire. Leaving dues are very common nowadays and usually involve a party and a gift, which other employees contribute money to. This may be everyone in a small company or in a larger company, people who work in the same department. But remember that people don't have to give a lot of money. These gifts are usually given on the employee's final day at the company, and the party is often held at a restaurant. This process is quite similar to the other type of leaving gift, that which marks a person's retirement. However, a retirement gift is likely to be more expensive, especially if the employee has put in many years of service to the company. Sometimes there is a speech from the head of the company or a senior manager, too. This is to mark the significance of the event and ensure that the person has been thanked for their work appropriately. Well, I think that's about all I have to say.